Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
He's back. Tim Staples back in the building. All is right with the world. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am your host, Cy Kellett, and today is Open Forum. Any question you have for Tim on any topic of a religious or moral nature, the phone number, 888-318-7884. That's 888-318-7884. Today, Tim, is day one of our Catholic Answers Live pledge drive, but we do have Tim here for 2 hours with us, so want to get your open forum questions in now, and I'm sure we will have time to get to them. If you do, any questions about the Catholic faith, any questions about any faith, any religious faith, maybe you want to talk about the Pope or the Bible or the sacraments, but you also don't have to be Catholic to call. Catholic or non-Catholic, any question from anyone is welcome today. Open forum, you are in the driver's seat, as I said, 888-318-7884. But I have to say, Tim, I am so excited. This is my first pledge drive ever here at Catholic Answers Live.
It is always exciting, pledge drive, especially for me being off for the last 3 weeks. I was telling you before we went on the air, I was being overrun with diapers for the last 3 weeks. It's great to be back in the saddle. And yes, it's exciting because this is when we make it happen. You know, a lot of times folks don't realize how absolutely – we do. We know, but how absolutely crucial it is that we have a good fundraiser because this is what keeps us going.
Amen. We're on Facebook Live today too. You haven't done this before. You're on YouTube Live.
That's right.
And that's brand new for you. And Periscope, that's the video version of Twitter.
Yes.
Today I heard almost 6 million hits so far on YouTube for Catholic Answers videos.
Fantastic.
And I think approaching 1,000 videos posted.
Wow.
So really a tremendous, enormous amount of growth going on here at Catholic Answers. But we say to you, the listener or the viewer in some cases now, without your financial help, without your help, none of this is going to happen. None of it. You make it happen. And the number for the pledge drive, 888-291-8000. If you give a call to that number, any donation in any amount is certainly welcome and appreciated. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, you know, I was at my home parish just this past weekend, or was it the weekend before? The days run together when you're
In under the diapers, under a pile of diapers.
For those of you who don't know, my wife gave birth to our 7th child, at least on earth. We have 2 in heaven and 7 on earth.
Thank God.
Little girl, Mary Elizabeth, on January 13th. And so I took 3 weeks and was taking care of the kids and mom and everything. And but you know what, Cy, I was at the parish and a lady turned around who was sitting right in front of me after Mass. And my wife wasn't there, and you know, I'm wrestling with the 6 kids. And it was such a blessing. She turned around and said, "Tim, you don't know me, but I just want to say thank God for Catholic Answers and for what you guys do.
Yeah.
You changed my life." And she had the tears started to flow, and I was just so blown away. In the midst of all the craziness, it's like, wow. That's what it's all about.
Amen. Right. And how many thousands of stories like that over the decades of Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live. That number again, 888-291-8000. You can also give directly online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just take you a few minutes. It's safe and secure. You'll be happy you did it. And we'll be happy you did it. I can tell you that. And Tim, our goal today is $28,000 in order to support all of these efforts that Catholic Answers Live is involved in. That means, what is that, $7,000 per half hour today. And we are now almost 7 minutes into this half hour.
So we're behind.
So, come on, pick it up. We need you to pick up the pace.
That's right.
If you haven't called, if maybe you're you've never given to Catholic Answers Live. The truth is that it's only really a small percentage of listeners who make it possible for everyone else to get Catholic Answers Live. Maybe this is the first time you're a new listener. This is the first time you've been asked. We depend entirely on your support to be able to do these things. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of folks don't realize that it's only about 13 people per radio station that keeps us afloat. And you know what, Cy, it used to be more than that. We used to have more per station, but as the station numbers have gone up, we haven't kept up the numbers of supporters per station.
Yeah.
So we're actually going in the wrong direction on that. We need to get that number up from 13 supporters per station to 15 or 20. That would make us some healthy as well as happy campers. But folks, think about it. Only 13 people per listening station are regular supporters. We've got to change that, folks. We need you right now. If you've been thinking about it for a long time, trust me when I say this, we need you now to pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you in this drive.
888-291-8000, the number. We go to our calls now. It is open forum. Any question on any aspect of religious life or faith from anyone, you don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to not be Catholic. Any question from anyone is welcome. We go to Cindy in Winter Springs, Florida. Cindy, your question for Tim Staples.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
My question is, if Jesus crushed Satan on the cross, why is he still here?
Yes, very good. You know, Cindy, not long ago we had a rabbi come out and speak. And I invited him to speak to all the apologists here at Catholic Answers, and that was a big problem with him, and it is for a lot of our Jewish friends today. They look at the text, Isaiah chapter 2 and elsewhere, the texts that talk about the coming of the Messiah, the lion will lie down with the lamb, or the wolf with the lamb, I think, actually, and so forth. So why is it the Messiah came and we don't have peace and so forth? Well, actually, the answer is that in the Old Testament itself, it was predicted, it was prophesied that the Messiah would indeed come, but that there would be two comings. You have the one, yes, the Messiah comes and establishes peace throughout the world and such, like we see in Isaiah 2. But then you also have texts like Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 and Wisdom chapter 2 that talk about how the Messiah would come and suffer and die as well. And so what we have, Cindy, are two comings of the Lord. The Lord came historically 2,000 years ago. He crushed the head of Satan on a spiritual level, but all of what the Messiah came to accomplish was not intended to have been accomplished all at once. That's how you harmonize both those, you know, the wolf will lie down with the lamb texts, as well as the suffering servant texts, and how the people of God would have to suffer and so forth. So Christ came. He crushed the head of Satan. He purchased for us our salvation. But now we're living in a time where God offers us the opportunity to freely enter into what Christ did for us 2,000 years ago so that it may be fully effectual in our lives. And in the end of time, it will be fully effectual throughout the world. So that's the reason it's God who wills for us to freely now accept what Jesus did, objectively crushing the head of Satan on the cross. See, you and I, Cindy, can choose not to accept what Jesus does, and so that crushing of the head of Satan will not be applicable in our lives as individuals. We can choose to reject, hence we can choose to be separated from God for all eternity.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for your call to Open Forum today. Open Forum means any call on any topic. 888-318-7884 is the number. If you've got a question for Tim, 888-318-7884. I'll also remind our listener, or our viewers, I should say, on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, you can type in a question there, and the folks here will make sure that question gets to Tim. So any question you've got is also welcome there. And maybe if you're a viewer on Facebook or YouTube and you enjoy participating in the show that way, maybe you haven't heard before this call out that we need help and support. And if you'd like us to be able to continue to expand into areas like these various social media that are available to us, the other number, 888-291-8000, is the number where you can call and make a donation during this hour. Marion in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Marion, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes. Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I was wondering who wrote some of the early stuff in the Bible, the Genesis and what have you, and I accidentally came across something. This guy, his name was Larry Jimenez, that wrote 10 theories about who wrote the Bible, and,
right.
and he's saying that all this stuff is incorrect.
Right.
And I say it's wrong, and I just want somebody to verify some
sure.
of the stuff that he was saying about Moses couldn't have wrote all 5 books of the Bible. The
sure.
gospel writers weren't eyewitnesses. Paul right. couldn't have wrote all the epistles, those type of things.
Right. Well, great question, Marion. And when it comes to Larry Jimenez, you've got some bits of truth in his writing and a whole lot of error as well. So, Marion, maybe what we could do is kind of lay out the Catholic understanding, the true understanding of who wrote the Bible. First of all, Marion, we need to understand that God is the principal author of sacred scripture. You know, as St. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is inspired of God, theopneustos in Greek, which means God breathed. So God is the principal author. However, he uses human instruments to communicate that which he wills to communicate, again, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to the world for our salvation. And this is, of course, the foundation, Marion, of why we believe Scripture is inerrant. As Dave Verbum, paragraph 11, says in the documents of Vatican II, that's a dogmatic constitution on divine revelation, there's not a word of sacred scripture that is there without it being willed by the Holy Spirit to be there. Hence, to attribute error to the Bible is to attribute error to God, and you can't do that. Now, Marion, so that's kind of a foundation. It's God who's the principal author. He uses human beings as his instruments. Now, when we say instruments, Marion, it doesn't mean that, you know, God dictates through them. No, he uses them. They are entirely free. He respects our human nature, their human nature. So they are free. They use the language, cultural understandings of the day, and so forth, the various literary genre to communicate those truths while God inspires every word, as we said. But, you know, you also have scientific limitations and so forth that are born into the inspired author. Also, Marion, it's not a matter of, as you know, who wrote the Bible when we talk about human instruments as in singular, because we're really talking about 73 books written over a period of over 1,500 years or 2,500 years. So you're talking about a long time, many, many authors, and that, you know, their authorship comes to us in varying ways. Now, you mentioned, I'll give Larry Jimenez this, that it is true Moses did not pen personally all 5 books of the Torah. I mean, it's obvious, even a cursory reading of the Torah, you see there's the final part of Deuteronomy was written after Moses died. So, of course, you have more than just Moses writing. And there are different theories as to how the Pentateuch came together. Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, for example, in his book In the Beginning, talks about how the Old Testament was penned over a period of roughly about 1,000 years, and it was redacted by many authors, all inspired by God, to be sure, but it was probably finally put together in about the 6th century BC. There are different theories of how that came to be. I'd recommend the book In the Beginning by Pope Benedict XVI. It's fantastic. When it comes to the New Testament, there are certain things we believe about inspiration. But I think the key is, Marion, we can't obviously go through all 73 books and talk about who wrote But the key for us is to understand that the inspired authors were just that. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Thus, we have the inerrant Word of God. That's what's most important. And of course, Marian, the only way you and I can know that those books are in fact inspired and written by inspired authors is because, as St. Augustine said it in the early 5th century, he said, "I would not believe the Gospels except the Catholic Church moved me to do so." There are historical arguments for believing, but ultimately, the only way you and I can come to accept the inspiration and of the 73 books of the New Testament is by the authority of the church that Jesus Christ established to give it to us.
Thank you, Marian, for that fantastic question. It is our first day of Pledge Drive here at Catholic Answers Live. We're so grateful for your support. We do, in fact, need your support. We'd like to ask you to be a member of the team that keeps Catholic Answers Live on the air. Here's what Matt had to say.
I would encourage the Catholics and anybody listening to join in on that pledge, too, because I think we're the ones who need, you know, this show is for conversions, obviously, but it's also great for Catholics like me who are cradle Catholics who would love to have, you know, I love listening to the show so I can help defend my faith.
And that's the whole story, isn't it, right there? I mean, we're there to defend the faith. We're there to share the faith. Certainly, the faith needs defending in the modern world. Well, in every age, the faith needs defending. There are those who will lie about it, but it's also the case that we all need help in understanding what it is that the church is teaching, and that is a great deal of what Catholic Answers in general, but Catholic Answers Live in particular, is here to do. 888-291-8000 is the number if you'd like to support Catholic Answers Live, or just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and support us.
And you know, folks, and Cy, you and I have talked about this. Folks have to understand that we have an attrition rate here at Catholic Answers. Over time, we have a certain percentage of people who drop off. They were once donors. They bought from us. They donated. And they don't anymore. So, you know, Cy, every time we do one of these, we're starting from behind. We have lost donors over the last 3 months.
Yeah.
We need to get them back. And then we need to take it to the next level. Because, you know, something, Cy, that I've discovered over the years, things normally don't go down in price. They go up. That includes electricity, equipment, these computers, these cameras.
Right.
Everything in here costs, and it costs more every 3 months. So I just want to let folks know that we are in a serious situation right now financially at Catholic Answers, and we really need your help. We need your help now at 888-291-8000 because we don't just want to replace those that we've lost. And this isn't putting anybody down, so I mean, some people die. Right. Or they move away. They go to an area where they don't have Catholic radio. There's lots of reasons why people don't give anymore. But folks, we need you to get on the phones right now to not only replace those that we've lost, but we've got to move that number forward, folks, because we want to take Catholic Answers Live to the next level. And we are, you know, with now the live streaming with on Facebook, YouTube and Periscope, which I just found out about.
I know, me too.
I just found out. I mean, but it's exciting. And we're going to Catholic Answers Live on television. I mean, there's so many things that we're doing here, folks. And we need the finances to do it. We're stepping out in faith here, folks, a little bit. We need you now at 888-291-8000. Make that call. Make your pledge. Please.
Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do the same. And we'd like to send you a little something to say thank you for your support. And Tim, for anybody who can make a monthly pledge, really a monthly pledge is a wonderful thing to do because that's like a kind of way in which we can know there's a certain amount of income coming in that allows us to plan and
that's
do
our
all those
bread
things.
And butter.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, that's our bread and butter. And in order to thank you, if you're able to make a pledge of $18 a month, or if you want to make a one-time gift of $200, we have two really fine books. I'm kind of holding them up here now for the folks watching at home. The first is Temptations, Where They Come From, What They Mean, and How to Defeat Them by Father P.J. Mitchell. You'll love that book. And then this guy I think you've heard of before. Last Testament in His Own Words, the latest from Benedict XVI. It's an interview with Peter Sewald. and the last in of a series of four.
Yes.
And they're, every single one of them is magnificent.
You know, I haven't read that one yet. I can't wait to get to it because I've read the other interviews and they're fantastic.
It took a baby to do it, but I have read a book that Tim Staples has not read. So this, it's beautiful. Yes. And you know, the thing about Pope Benedict, Tim, he's so earthy and honest.
You
never get the sense that he's thinking, well, what's the most politic answer?
Oh my.
He just tells it and it's beautiful. It's so refreshing, I think.
It really is.
So we'd love to send you these. Those two books are yours if you're able to make a pledge of $18 or more. Do what you can, please. Every dollar, sincerely, is put to use, whether by, you know, getting something out on the internet or paying to get things on the radio waves. Every dollar is put to use. So every dollar that you can share with Catholic Answers is going to be shared with others via the airwaves. But we'd like to send these to you, Temptations and The Last Testament.
You know what? And if I could just say, The biggest lie of the devil, right, when it comes to our fundraising is folks are right now saying, you know, what is my $20 a month really going to do?
Yeah.
That is the biggest lie because, folks, we have a large base of small donors. We don't have the big – I mean, we would love to have the seven-figure – we've never had a seven-figure donation. We've never had – we don't have a lot of those big, huge donations. It really is the $20 a month, the $25 a month, the $100 a month. That is what keeps us going. Now, folks, we need the big gifts.
Yeah.
And we are praying real hard for that, you know, the six figures and maybe someday the seven-figure gift. And if you can do that, praise God. But folks, don't allow the devil to lie to you and think that your $15, your $20 doesn't do anything. In fact, that does everything for us. That is what has kept us going. So please get on the phone now. Don't think your neighbor's going to do it or the other people are going to do it. You need to do it, folks. Let's all get together on this. 888-291-8000. Make that call or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you know, when you think about Catholic Answers starting 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 stations, it's over, I don't know, even know, Tim, 360 stations maybe?
Yes.
Maybe more than that now.
Yeah.
And when you think about every single one of those moves to another station is because the Catholic community decided we want it here. We need
right.
it here and we're going to support it. And so it really is. You said we step out in faith, but that faith is always rewarded because God gives us a community that we live in. And this community supports us. And we're coming to you now because, as Tim said, it is urgent. The situation is urgent. We do need your support in order to continue doing these things. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We now go to Pam in Blue Water, New Mexico, listening on EWTN. Pam, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Tim, this is probably too easy a question, but okay. I've read A Crossing the Tiber by Steve
Ray.
Baptist,
yes.
And I've heard about navigating in the Tiber. So I looked up the Tiber, and it's a river in Italy. And I'm assuming from context that it means crossing the Tiber means going from Protestantism to Catholicism.
Correct.
But I'm not sure.
Yes.
Because everybody says crossing the Tiber, and nobody ever explains it.
Sure.
Even the book, Steve, what's his name's book?
Steve Ray, yes.
It. And then Devin Rose has the Navigating the Tiber book.
That's right. And that's a great question, Pam. The bottom line is the Tiber River, when you cross the Tiber, you get to Rome. And so it's sort of a metaphor, right, for Steve Ray. Having been a Protestant, he swims the Tiber, so to speak, in order to get not just to the city of Rome, right, but to the Roman Catholic Church. So that's why you'll often hear that, you know, I crossed the Tiber. It's a great title, too. And by the way, if you haven't read, I know, Pam, you have, but for our listeners, Crossing the Tiber, Steve Ray's book is fantastic, and he's a great story. But does that help, Pam?
Oh, very much. Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Steve Ray's book, I'll tell you one thing about his book.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to have two bookmarks because he's got more.
Yes.
He's got as many footnotes as he has text.
That's Steve. Yes, he's a great writer.
It took me a long time to read Steve Ray's book.
Yeah, but he's also a great writer because, you know, it's easy to digest. There's a lot of facts, to be sure, but he has a simple prose style. I think, that make his books charming.
Thank you for joining us today on Catholic Answers Live, especially to those of you, well, I don't know if I mean especially, but particularly I'll say to those of you joining us on Periscope, YouTube Live, or Facebook Live. We're so happy to have you there. All those efforts are made possible by the generous donors who support us. We are coming to you today to ask you for your support. Now we're taking a little break, so this is an opportunity. Don't miss anything. Give your call now, 888-291-8000, and support Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. Any question you have on the life or faith of the Catholic Church, or actually really any question having to do with the life of faith in general, with a religious question of any kind, whether you are Catholic, whether you are non-Catholic. Open Forum means open, and we'd love you to come in. 888-318-7884 is that number if you have a question for Tim Staples, who is taking your questions for 2 hours today. And it's a very special day because today is Pledge Drive Day, Tim.
Yes, it is.
And we are coming to you hat in hand and happy to do so, really, because we believe so much in the power of the media that we're now using to share the good news and to defend the Catholic Church and the fullness of the faith in every way possible, whether it's on video, as we are now doing. I'm talking into a video camera, Tim. I don't know if anybody's on the other end of it, but they could be on Facebook Live or on YouTube Live.
Oh, they are.
Okay, they are. or even Periscope today. So, we're all these different things we have. I don't know if everybody knows about this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but there's a TV show coming up.
Yes, there is.
That starts this spring.
It's exciting.
And I'm hoping to be in it.
I think you will be.
Okay, good. Thanks. No one else has said. I'm just saying I'm hoping I'll be in it. Yes. And all of these things are – the idea is that we as a Catholic community, we cannot be lax about sharing the faith. There's a – I mean, I remember when Pope John Paul II came to Denver.
Yes.
Use the media to share the good news. He was talking to us, the laity. He wasn't talking to the priests and the bishops.
Absolutely.
They're doing their job. He's saying, get out there, use the media. So that's what we're doing. And if you're ready to answer that call, if you're ready to answer that call in your life, you can give us a call, 888-291-8000, or you can visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there, 888-291-8000.
And you know, folks, you know, I mentioned earlier a woman sitting in front of me in the parish who turns around and tells me her life was changed because what we're doing here. I wish we could communicate to the folks listening right now the numbers of people we hear from every day, whether snail mail or email or you name it mail, we get testimony after testimony, folks. And as I travel this country and travel this world, it is absolutely mind-blowing. Sai, I can't go anywhere any longer. I've told my wife this. I can go to Australia. I can go to the Philippines, Malaysia, India. And we hear it everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Tim,
yeah.
My life was changed because of you guys at Catholic right. Answers. And folks, it happens in the United States. It happens. I can't do a conference anywhere without hearing those testimonies anymore. But the reason why that is happening is because of people like you have picked up the phone and dialed 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give that $15 a month, $20 a month, $25 a month. Maybe it's a one-time gift, $1,000, $10,000. But folks, it's all of us together that have created something special, and we have seen literally thousands upon thousands of lives change. Folks, come on board. We really do need you. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till 10 minutes from now. Pick up the phone now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. And you know, every single one of these shows is archived on Catholic.com. So if you got to take 5 minutes to go make the call now, I don't even think it'll take you 5 minutes, but let's say you can't find your phone and it takes you 5 minutes to make, you can go back and listen to the brilliant answer that Tim's about to give right now to whatever the brilliant question is we're about to have.
I hope.
Yeah, you ready? I think it's going to be brilliant. I get those emails too, Tim. I get these emails that say, I got to, you know, I had a great time speaking with Sai and Jimmy Akin, and then they go on for like 5 minutes about Jimmy gave the greatest answer, and Jimmy is so smart, and I'm reading the emails going, why did they forward this to me? Why am I included in this? 888-291-8000 is the number if you want to, if you're ready to, answer the call, share the good news, share the defense of the Catholic faith, and the explaining of the Catholic faith, because in many ways, well, what's the thing that Fulton Sheen says? That there's millions of people who rejected what they think is the Catholic faith, but not...
Not 100 who have rejected the true Catholic faith. Yeah. I may be a little more pessimistic than the
you
good
think
Archbishop.
More than 100?
but I definitely think he was onto something. The overwhelming majority of people that I've talked to over decades now, being an apologist, do not really reject the Catholic Church. They reject a phantom. They reject something. Look, so often we'll talk to people that, look, if the Catholic Church really taught what you think it teaches, I wouldn't be Catholic either.
Yeah.
One of the most important things we do here at Catholic Answers is clear up what it is that the Catholic Church actually teaches. We deal with, you know, getting rid of all the straw men so people can make a real decision accepting or rejecting the truth of the Catholic faith.
Right. And everyone that accepts then is, you know, the reception of the sacraments, how many – I mean, it begins sometimes – very often with an intellectual obstacle that we can help someone overcome, and then all the spiritual fruits of being and living in the Catholic faith are available to people. I'll give that number one more time, then we'll go to a call, 888-291-8000. Can you support Catholic Answers Live and help continue to keep sharing this message day after day, the message that of Christ's love and of a church that shares that love? We go now Facebook Live, the folks type in questions there, Tim. And
yes.
So we have Diana typed in on Facebook Live. How do we have free will if God already knows all that we will do? It seems like a contradiction. If I don't know if I'm using the right inflection. Maybe I'm sounding more annoyed than Diana actually is with God. But it seems like a contradiction if he knows our fate anyways.
Yeah. I love the way St. Augustine responded to that many centuries ago. When we understand that God knows all things in an absolute now, there's no motion with God. He's not scratching his head saying, gosh, I wonder what Sai's going to say next. No, he sees all things now. Just as you and I look back at the past and we see, oh boy, I remember what I did there, right? God sees the future as well as the past, all things now. Now, when you and I look back at the past, we see what already happened. But does our seeing it or remembering it change anything about it? No. Our remembering the past doesn't change it. Well, in the same way, when God sees the future, his seeing it doesn't change it any more than our looking into the past and remembering it changes it. That's one way of looking at it. Or you can think of it this way. Imagine you're standing up on a very high place and you're looking down and you're able to see two cars approaching each other. They can't see each other and they're getting ready to hit each other. You see it. You can even predict, oh my goodness, they're about to hit. And you know before they hit, what's going to happen. But did you affect that collision because of your knowledge? Of course not. See, so God's knowing the future or seeing the future doesn't affect it in the sense of making it compulsory for either agent to act in a particular way. So those are a couple of different ways that you can look at it. Most importantly is just to remember, knowledge of something doesn't mean you make that something happen.
We go now to Ann, listening in Wichita, Kansas, on Father Capon Radio. Ann, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, I was just wondering, I know Mr. Staples used to be a Pentecostal minister, and I just finished reading a book about, you know, Catholic prayer, and it had a big emphasis on speaking in tongues, and I have a mother-in-law who's also Pentecostal and really stresses speaking in tongues, and it's not something I'm comfortable with.
Sure.
It's nothing I've been, I mean, I believe in speaking in tongues, I believe in the gift of tongues,
sure.
But it just doesn't feel like something that is for me, or at least not right now, and I just don't know what to do with that.
Sure. You know what? It's a great question, and I would encourage you to take a look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2003. The Church does mention tongues, and so even though the Church has never given any formal teaching on tongues, it does mention it in places like the Catechism, paragraph 2003. In fact, recently the Church put out a document on the charismatic gifts, a fascinating document. In fact, we were talking about with the apologists here a couple of months back, and it's fascinating. In fact, I learned a few things there, opened my eyes a little bit, me being the former Pentecostal. So the first thing we want to know is that the Church is certainly open to, the Church doesn't condemn the notion of tongues, even though you do have few fathers of the Church, for example, that will say that tongues was a gift that no longer functions in the Church. That's really not the Church's position today. It appears that the Church is favorable, in places like the Catechism, paragraph 2003. Now, having said that, though, there is a lot of freedom in the Church as to the interpretation of what tongues actually means. And there are wide divergences as to what it in fact means. St. Thomas Aquinas, for example, would teach that tongues is an actual gift of a language that is knowable by human beings on this earth right now. So the idea of a gibberish, or as we used to say as Pentecostals, right, your prayer language, you know, we used to joke, you know, she wrote in on a Honda, you say it real fast and you're speaking in tongues. That's kind of a joke. Thomas Aquinas would say, no, that's not the gift of, you know, hamdalabakia is not tongues, but it's a real language. Now, there are folks today who would say, no, it's not necessarily a real language. It could be the language of angels. It could be all sorts of things, right? So there are differences of opinions. Now, I believe that a lot of what purports itself to be tongues is not. There are a lot of folks who get worked up emotionally and such and start spouting off things, and it's not really tongues. But I do believe, as the Church at least is open to, that tongues is a valid gift for today. And as my spiritual director, the father, the late, great Father Patrick Brannan, used to say, a Jesuit who just died recently, a wonderful man, he used to say, you know what? If it helps you pray, God bless you. The Church doesn't condemn it. If it helps you to pray, God bless you. So we need to be open like the Church is. And when I look at the charismatic movement and what it's done over the last few decades, I mean,
Amen.
The fruits of the movement literally have engulfed the world.
Right.
I say God bless them. I hope that helps. Just remember to, you know, keep an open mind and don't condemn where the Church does not. That's what I encourage folks to do.
888-291-8000 is the number. If you would like to help support the work of Catholic Answers Live, keep this radio message on all around the world, all around the internet, even on video now, 888-291-8000. We are joined now by Chris Check, the president of Catholic Answers.
Cy, welcome to your first pledge drive.
I feel like I'm sweated through my clothes already, and it's only the first hour.
You're doing a fabulous job. Listen, I know you guys have serious work to do. I just want to get on here very quickly and say thank you to everyone, not only in this drive, but everyone for all of our past drive, especially over the past year, who have so generously supported the extraordinary growth in this radio department. And when I say radio department, of course, I mean the video department also. that has grown out of it. We are streaming, as everyone knows, as you've said, live right now on three platforms. We're sitting in this magnificent studio with these state-of-the-art R2-D2 cameras. On the other side of this huge piece of glass is this crack team, this crack production team. All of this is possible, Cy and Tim, because of the generosity of the people who listen to the show and now who watch the show on a daily basis. So, my friends, if you want to see the continued growth of Catholic Answers Radio and video, we're going into TV in April. Did we announce that yet?
Yes, we did.
Okay, glory to God. If you want to see the continued growth of Catholic Answers Radio and Catholic Answers Video, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And Cy, just, I want to thank everyone who's made a gift. We have a broad base of generous supporters.
Amen.
But if there is someone out there who can join our President's Club at $1,000 a year, or our Founder Circle at $5,000 a year, and you can go to Catholic.com and read about all the attendant benefits of the President's Club and the Founder Circle, those large gifts are the things that really help us plan for the kind of growth that we've been experiencing.
Yes.
So, folks, if you have the means to make that $1,000 or $5,000 or perhaps five-figure gift, maybe you want to throw up a challenge, throw up a five-figure challenge that we have to meet for the rest of this drive, please give that some serious consideration, 888-291-8000. And one more thing, Cy, if there's anybody out there listening who's contemplating a large gift to Catholic Answers and they have a question, they want to see our books, they want to see how efficiently this organization is run, they want to know more about it, just tell the ladies in customer service, I'd like a phone call from Chris Check, and I will be very happy to give them a call. So, my friends, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you so much for your generosity.
All right, hang on. Before you slip out, this is my first pledge drive. What if somebody calls up right now? And there are people who are especially blessed. They're able to do these things.
Yes.
Says, I've got $5,000, but I'll offer it as a match.
Yes.
Would that be a permissible
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely.
So that would mean then every caller that called, we'd have to, in a certain amount of time, reach that $5,000 amount.
Yeah,
and
they
then
could say, that you got to match this by the end of the hour. You got to match this by the end of the day. Match it by the end of the drive. Sure.
We will take
any challenge like that, and we will make it. We'll do it.
And we did. We had matches the last couple of drives.
We did.
We had some nice matches, and it really, really helped things. So, folks, if you can do it, 888-291-8000. We'd love to hear from you.
If you got some of that internet money.
Well, my goodness, we'll take gifts of stock. I mean, the stock market, it's pretty high. Good time to make a gift of stock to Catholic Answers. We can help you with that. Absolutely.
Yes, I know the stock market's been going up, and I've been saying, I probably should have bought some stock at some point.
Well, there are some people who bought stock in 2008, right? 2009,
right,
and their money has more than tripled. So share some of that with Catholic Answers, folks. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you for your generosity.
If you have maybe the ability for a $1,000 or $5,000 gift, maybe you are one of those very specially blessed people who could make a $10,000 gift, we are not ashamed to come to you and ask you for your support, because we are very confident that every dollar of it will be used to share the good news, to spread the message of Christ's love, and to defend that message in a world that is often hostile to it, to be frank to you.
Amen.
888-291-8000 is that number. Give us a call. We're happy to use the money as a match if you would prefer it that way. And that is a very motivating thing. I know I've seen this in many cases. A match of, say, $5,000 it's seed money, and it starts to grow.
And you know, Cy, I think you touched on something really important. When we look at the culture today and the way things are heating up, the anti-Catholic, anti-Christian sentiment in our culture, they're coming after us. I don't think there's ever been in the United States, certainly not in our lifetimes, but ever in the history of the United States, a more important time for Catholics to come together, for Christians to come together as well, men and women of goodwill, but especially Catholics to come together, because as the guns get trained on us, I mean, when you stand strong for marriage, God's way, you are going to get hit in this culture, and we do. We get hit in ways folks don't even realize, from saboteurs trying to, you know, go after our websites, you name it. We've been sued. folks, the culture comes after you. And at Catholic Answers, we are a no-compromise group. We proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. We say it that way, and we will continue to. Folks, we really do need your help to continue, because the clarity of the Catholic message is ultimately what will heal this culture in which we live. Folks, give us a call now. We really do need your help at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need your pledge. Folks, like I said, don't wait an hour. Don't wait a day, 2 days, 3 days. Now, we really do need your help. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Sandra on YouTube Live, Tim, writes the following. Where is confession to a priest in the Bible? Some Protestants say we're all priests and that they go straight to God for forgiveness.
All right. It's a great question, Sandra. And it's true. You know, First Peter, you know, St. Peter talks about how we are all, in First Peter chapter 2, verses 5 through 9, we are a kingdom of priests, right? We do have a universal priesthood in as much as we are baptized into Jesus Christ and are members of his body. There is what is called a universal priesthood. However, within that universal priesthood, we have what we call ministerial priests. And these, and by the way, this is not unlike the Old Testament, where you had in Exodus chapter 19, God refers to Israel as a kingdom of priests. But in that kingdom, or within that kingdom, God chose certain men to be ministerial priests, the Aaronic priesthood, for example. Well, similarly in the New Testament, yes, Sandra, you can agree with your Protestant friends. Hey, yes, we are all priests. We're able to offer sacrifices to God, our prayers, our thanksgivings in and through Jesus Christ. But Jesus also chose certain men to be ministerial priests to communicate, for example, the forgiveness of sins to his people, similarly to how he did in the Old Testament. Even though they were a universal priesthood, God established a priesthood so that in Leviticus 19, verses 20 through 22, for example, men could go to that priest and have their sins forgiven through the instrument that God gave to them, their priesthood, to communicate that forgiveness. Well, Jesus, Sandra, you want to go to John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23, and you discover that, yes, while Jesus established a universal priesthood, he also chose certain men, namely the apostles, and he communicated to them unique powers. We'll just focus on one here, the power to forgive sins. And Sandra, the good news is he could have hardly made it plainer. In John 20, 21 through 23, after the resurrection, he breathes on them, that is the apostles, peace be with you. He breathes on them, says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain are retained. There Jesus Christ, similar to what he did as God in the Old Testament, communicated his power to forgive sins through the instrumentality of a priesthood. He communicates that power to the apostles. And notice, he says, whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. And we see in the New Testament, they carry on that ministry. In Acts 19, 18, they forgive the sins of the Ephesians who come to them asking or confessing their deeds, as Scripture says. We see in 2 Corinthians 2:10, St. Paul says, whoever sins I forgave when I was among you, Corinthians, I forgave them in the person of Christ. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, St. Paul talks about how God communicated the ministry of reconciliation to his apostles. And of course, their successors that they ordained. And there's other verses as well. Those are just a few of them, Sandra. Check out Catholic.com. We have tons of articles and information for you there. If you go to Catholic.com and do a search, you can go to our tracks. We have tons of weapons for your warfare there, but hopefully that'll give you a start.
And it's wonderful to be getting questions from YouTube Live. We're also on Facebook Live today, also on Periscope. You can get the video there, and or you can catch us the audio in all the usual ways that you catch the audio. We have a $14,000 goal for this hour, only 9 1/4 minutes left in this hour. I can't give you an update at the moment on where we are, but I'll just let you know. We're 9 minutes now. I do want to share a couple things, Tim.
Yeah.
Cindy in Midland, Texas. $500 gift she just called.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cindy.
Margie in Colorado, $500 gift. She Praise just called. God. So those are the two that that I've just gotten on my list here. We'll share more as we have them available to us. And lots of folks calling, lots of support coming in. We're very grateful for it. But $14,000 is a big chunk of money to raise in an hour. So if you haven't made your call, we're down to a little bit more than 8 minutes for you to be able to do that. 888-291-8000. We go to Connor in Lafayette, Indiana. Listening on YouTube. Oh, glad to have another YouTuber. Is Connor on the line? Okay. Oh, that's cool. So Connor is also on the phone. Connor, your question for Tim Staples.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question is I'm trying to convert, but I'm only 15. My parents strongly object to it.
Gotcha.
I was wondering, what would your advice be to allow me to convert? And, you know, I've prayed, but nothing's really happened.
Yes. Well, Connor, it's a great question, and welcome, my friend. I don't know if you know this, Connor, but I am a convert to the Catholic faith. I was actually a minister in an Assembly of God community, and I came from a family that was quite anti-Catholic. Let's just say the Catholic Church was not on our top 10 good folks list. All right. I'll say that euphemistically, right? And so I faced a lot of pushback. But Connor, in your situation, what I would recommend is you ask your parents. Now, you may be surprised. Now, Connor, have you, by the way, asked your parents if you could?
Yes.
And they said no?
Yes.
Okay, and they said no. Well, Connor, I would encourage you to respect your parents as long as you're living under their household. You know, you ask, you ask them and they say no. But Connor, I would respectfully ask them, would it be okay if I went to a Catholic church, you know, went to a Bible study or something, or even went to an RCIA? Because what I have found, Connor, is sometimes a parent may be strongly opposed to conversion, but okay, if you just want to learn more about the Catholic faith, okay. The key is, Connor, to do what you can. Be respectful to your parents, but then ask them, hey, you know, I would like to at least learn more about the Catholic faith, and they may be okay with that. If not, we've got Catholic.com. You can call in our broadcast. We've got lots of information for you here so that once you come of, you know, the age of majority, when you turn 18, you'll be able to do this on your own authority. Then I would recommend you do it. I know, Connor, some people will say, oh, just go ahead and rebel and just look. God's grace has led you right to where you are right now. His grace is with you. And as long as you are being good, you're obeying your parents, you're doing what is right, God's grace is right there with you. And my friend, I hope one day you'll call in maybe 3 years from now or so when you're 18 years old and you can say, Tim Staples, I am now a full-fledged Catholic, praise God. But until such time, do what you can and be a good example for your parents. Let them see that your discovering Catholicism is helping you. You be good. You obey your parents. Study where you can. Get books. Get articles from Catholic.com. Read and study. Let them see it. We just had the other day in the gospel on Sunday, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let them see your good works and give praise to your Father who is in heaven. That's got to be your goal, Connor. You be a good son to your parents, and I will guarantee you one day we'll see you a Catholic. Does that make sense, Connor?
Yes, thank you. And actually, I'm lucky enough, my cousin is Catholic, so he is able to take me to Mass every Sunday. It's still that just objection.
Well, there you go, brother. I mean, there you have a blessing right now. As long as you're not creating such friction, especially when you're in your parents' house and they're paying the bills, be respectful of them, and one day we'll see you Catholic.
What a beautiful, happy call to get as we close our hour. If you've been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers Live, you're going to want to make that call now because we're going to take a little break before we come back for the second hour of Open Forum. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Are you in a position where you can financially support Catholic Answers Live? Maybe you could make a matching gift of $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. If you are especially blessed and in that position, would you give us a call now or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation? This is Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett with Tim Staples, and we'll be right back.